Hey everybody, my name is Sergey Baidashny and I'm a principal technical evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And today I'm going to record one more bonus video related to my training about the Internet of Things via microcontrollers. And in this session we are going to use the cheapest USB ASP programmer in order to create native software for our microcontroller. In this case I have a Tiny 45 microcontroller, but you can use any other microcontroller. So the main idea, last time we used this programmer in order to burn boot order to Atmega chip, and before we used Arduino IDE and we used Arduino boot order in order to program our microcontrollers using USB to serial converter. But what if you want to create native software? What if you don't want to use Arduino IDE? You can use, in case of Atmel microcontrollers, you can use Atmel Studio, and you can easily use this cheapest programmer in order to port your software from Atmel Studio to this chip. So let's see how to do it. First of all, I am going to create a new project using Atmel Studio. Atmel Studio is based on Visual Studio Shell, so I feel like at home, and I have to create executable project. Let's click OK, and Atmel Studio asks me which microcontroller I am going to use. I am going to select Atini 45, this one, and click OK. But before click OK, let's pay attention on supported tools. You can see that Atmel Studio by default use lots of different tools, lots of different external programmers, dev boards that allows me to program a Tiny microcontroller, but I don't have any of this tool today. I'm going to use USB ASP programmer, and Atmel does not support this programmer directly, so I'm going to show how to use even this cheapest programmer with Atmel Studio. Let's click OK. Atmel Studio will create a basic main function. I am going to change it a little bit. This code will emulate our standard blinking project. So I am going to blink my LED that will be connected to port B, pin 0. And I'm not going to concentrate your attention on this code now. We have to understand how to really deploy our software to our microcontroller. So first of all, I have to build my project. I can do it using build menu item. And this command will create binary for my microcontroller, hex file that I can deploy to my microcontroller. So the most important step, how to deploy my code. In order to do it, I have to connect my programmer to Atini microcontroller. Let's open schema of my programmer, and let's open datasheet for my microcontroller. So this one for Atini 45. First of all, we have to connect all needed wires to my microcontroller. So I will start with voltage, this one. Next one is ground. Next one is MOSI and reset pins. So done. And next one SCK, the last one MISO. So all wires are connected to my programmer, and I can connect all of them to my Atini microcontroller. So you can see that this mark shows that this is the top of my microcontroller. So looks like that this pin, first pin, is reset. Last one in the first column is ground. And in the second column, I have to connect all pins. First one VCC, next one SCK, and next two pins, MISO and MOSI pins. So let's try to connect. First of all, ground, next one, reset pin. So this one should be connected to VCC voltage. After that, we have SCK. Okay, this one, and after that we have MOSI and MISO. So done. Now I can connect my programmer to USB. But before to abort something, we have to understand how to abort our software. So Atmos Studio cannot directly abort anything because Atmos Studio does not support USB ISP programmer. It supports just that list that I showed before. But I can use a very famous tool that's called AVRDUTE. This tool allows us to port our software to any Atmo microcontroller. So, in order to download this tool, you have to visit this link and you can click download area and select probably the latest version, in my case for Windows, AVRDUTE 6.3 for Windows, and just unpack it on your local disk. If you are looking some information about how to use AVRDUTE, you can open documentation and you can open command line options. So for example, several important options for our project P shows which microcontroller we are going to use. In our case, we are going to use Atini 45. So we have to put T45 as a parameter. Next important option is C that shows programmer type. And you can see that in this list, we have USB ISP programmer. And next couple options, it's U that, there is U, this one, that shows which actions AVRDUTE should take. We are going to flash our software to ROM, so to microcontroller memory. So we are going to use U and flash options there. And we will pass, of course, file name that we just compiled using Atmos Studio. And finally, we have to pass a format file. Atmos Studio created hex file, so into hex format, and we can pass e parameter there. And finally, we can use a V option in order to disable all verification checks during uploading data. So that's all about parameters, and in general we can continue use Atmos Studio in order to port our software even using external tool. How to do it? First of all, just make sure that you switched Atmos Studio to advanced mode, because by default usually it's standard mode, and in standard mode you will not able to find all needed menu items. After that, you can open tools and you can open external tools link. So external tools allows us to add additional menu items to Atmos Studio, and you can use it in order to execute external tools. So you can see that I have title, I have a link to AVRDUTE exe file, and I have all needed arguments that we just discussed. First of all, it's the Disable verification check, next one programmer type, next one microcontroller type, and command flash hex file. I am using a variable target name that related to my hex file that was created by Atmos Studio, and I as a parameter in order to show format for my file. And I'm going to find it in target directory, so it's another variable that shows there I can find all compiled files. And that's all. Just use output window in order to see results, and I can click OK. And once I want to deploy my software, I can select tools and I can select USB ISP programmer. So let's click tools, USB ISP. Something happened, and you can see that our flash was burned to our microcontroller, and now we can disconnect all our wires and try to connect our LED and at least a resistor in order to see if our project works fine. So let's open our datasheet. Let's disconnect all wires from my microcontroller. I am going to leave just ground and VCC. I will connect it a little bit later. And let's connect our LED. We send signal to PB0 pin. So pin number 5, let's connect our LED to this pin. Let's use resistor in order to connect our LED to ground and regulate our current. And that's all. Let's try to connect ground from our power supply, and let's try to connect VCC. Looks like everything works fine. You know, next bonus videos and all modules from my training, I'm not going to use just microcontroller from scratch. I'm going to use existing dev boards, because we are going to create more complex projects that will connect to internet and so on. But if you are looking something funny, you can try to buy several chips, and you can try to buy external programmer in order to make several experiments, and in order to create very small device without any dev board and show it to your friends and so on.